Nothing is the God of all flesh. Who is his God? The sister would take the testimony, say, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah. You can't call his name on. He's bigger than heaven. The God who is so big that heaven cannot contain is the God also that becomes small that enter into human being. That is the God we are talking about. I will mention two or three things that we stand on that we pray. The God of all flesh is an unquestionable God. The reason why your prayer is not answered is you are questioning him. Are you following me?
Yes.
A lot of us, even though the minister of today, I think we're in the midst of the ministers, so I can speak freely. Even though we ministers, why miracles don't happen in our life is we are too big for this God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Some ministers are too pompous and pride in their spirit for the God of all flesh. Some ministers are not talking to the members of the church because the anointing will run from the top. Now, some ministers did not honor this God of all flesh. That is why what happened to Jeremiah. Jeremiah asked him in the book of Jeremiah 23, was asking him questions. And he told Jeremiah, stop where you are. Then he began to question him himself and he shut up his mouth. That is why he told him that I'm God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I prophesize, you can say louder in the name. Whatever thing that is too hard for you, that cannot be too hard for him, today he will settle the
day.
I cannot hear you louder in the
name.
In the book of Job, when the problem is tough, when the water of the world has sunk the Job asks him questions. This God of all flesh said, Job, okay, sit down. I want to ask you a question. If you can answer me, then I will answer your question. He said, when I've created the heaven and earth, where are you? Job said, I'm sorry, sir. That is God of all flesh. The God of all flesh we are talking about is the God that has interest in closed case. What am I saying? Any case that is closed, that is where it started. And I can give an example, which we know. That is why he said, we did not allow him to walk. We are too big for him to the extent we cannot seek his face. We are too big for him to the extent we cannot draw him closer through our worship and praise. Some people will just go into his presence, if you don't do it, can you do it? He will tell you, I can't do it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Sarah laughed. And he was telling Sarah, you laughed. And he's denying. In the God that have eyes here, and have eyes here, looking at the four corners of the oil. And he said, okay, because he did not know. Is there anything too hard for me? The old man of 90 years, when the God of all flesh went to balance with her, he brought her age back to 25 years.
Amen.
To have the strength to carry the baby.
Amen.
So we'll say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is the God of all flesh we are talking about. The God of all flesh that we are talking about, that is not working in our generation, if we know him, or we know the way we can serve him, or we know the way we can close to him, the miracle is still there. The God of all flesh that we are talking about is we men of God, when we are approaching him, we are approaching him with our laptop, with our iPad, with our telephone, that will cause distraction on his head. He is the God of all flesh. There is nothing that is too hard for him to do. He told Martha, if you believe, you will see wonder. And he was telling Martha, the case, this case is closed. We have buried him. We have covered him 4 days. And he said, Martha, didn't I told you that if you can only believe, he said, I am the God, I am the resurrection and the life, the God of all flesh. Praise God. Let me give us 2 scriptures, then we stand up and pray. 2 scriptures. In the book of Luke 17:11-17, we know the story very well, the story of the widow of Nain. The case is closed. The man is in coffin. They have carried this man into the burial ground. The friends, the relatives, they are following the woman, weeping and crying, crocodile cry. Some people are happy that the boy is gone. Some people, they want to see the end. But this God of all flesh has an assignment somewhere. But the assignment of this case that is closed is most matter in for him. And he said to the disciples, wait, this is where we're supposed to go. But let's pass through this city. And as they entered to the gates, he saw them carrying dead body. And he said, put it down. He commanded the coffin to be opened. Not only open the coffin, he commanded the dead to leave the body. Life was restored. Anything that has been turning to death in your life, anything that has turned to death in your ministry, whatever thing that becomes dead in your future, I prophesy at the start of the God. If we can say it louder, amen. Life will come to you now. In the time of the widow of Zarephath, be seated. In the time of widow Zarephath, this God of all flesh, we know the story of the widow Zarephath and Elijah, the man of God. There was a famine, brutal famine, that Elijah proclaimed. He fed Elijah for some times. The water dried. He sent a bird to feed him. The God of all flesh wants to do something. The woman of God, I've mentioned about giving. I'm not talking about giving, but I'm talking about the God of flesh, of God of all flesh, that the miracle you are asking for, the miracle you are trusting God for, is in your pocket. Amen. He has done it. It is you that will command it. How are you going to command it? Now when everything is finished, he sent Elijah. Now, is the God that can connect. Someone say connect.
Yes.
He knows where your destiny helper is. He will send your destiny helper to you. He will send you to your destiny helper. And when you finish it, when you see your destiny helper, he don't have any option. If that problem is serious, he will find your ability. The will of Zarephath have concluded. This little one we have, me and my children to eat, and die. They are burying their bread at the back of their house. And he told Elijah, go, he know your house. He know the number of your house.
Yes.
He know the time you fell.
Yes.
If I see some people say they want to commit suicide, they want to hang, they want to jump into the water. If you want to commit suicide, don't tell anyone. The God of all flesh know the time you want to commit suicide. So we will not allow you to commit it. If you are still saved by month, we'll be looking at you. Instead of you to commit suicide, go into his presence. Draw him closer with your praise and worship, with your hands clean, with your heart pure.
Amen.
Am I speaking to those?
Yes.
Get in there. He has done it. He has collected. Let me tell you, if the widow of Zarephath, because I have a book for you, if the widow of Zarephath has not been given, God cannot send Elijah to her. That is why when Jesus Christ said, he said, are there many widow in Zarephath that God sent Elijah to a particular widow, a giver?
That's true.
Yes.
Am I speaking?
Yes, sir.
God sent Elijah to the woman because the woman, when there's no family, is a giver. Now getting there, Elijah said, give me a
He says, sir, if it is water, you will drink. The woman was going and said, come, I need a food. The woman laughed. When they call on your time or whatever in your church, you put your head down, then you smile. They come again. The woman laughed. He said, sir, are you not a prophet in Zarephath? Elijah said, yes. Can't you see the people within their children? Elijah said, yes. Don't you know that? Can you have husband in this house? Elijah said, yes. All what I'm saying, prepare my own first. And he did not argue. Somebody says, he's not arguing. Every giving that you want to give that will be on it is not acceptable. The woman was going, and Elijah saw in her heart that he got to do it truly. Let me tell you, as he got there, he was going. And Elijah said, look here, woman, that jar of flour will overflow. The oil will not run dry. Look at his statement. Do your own. Do my own first. And when he was going, the blessing was released. Get in there. What happened, the Bible says, he made for Elijah. He made for herself, for her children. Where are they getting it? The only thing that you want to eat and die, now it's overflow. He did for man of God. He did for herself. He did for his children. Amen.
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 That's what God of all flesh can do in your life.
Amen.
Ezekiel 37, we know the story very well. I don't want to take you far because I want us to pray. He called the man of God. Can God call you as a man of God to send you a message? Ask yourself. Is this asking for? In this end time, God is asking for. Jesus said it in the book of John 4, 23-24. A true worshiper, the one that will fear God. Let me tell you, men of God, we did not fear God today. That is why things is not happening. No miracle. That is why the members of the church, they mess us up. They don't regard us. They don't honor us. The grace is no more there. Praise God.
Amen.
Some people, the mercy that God did not give to them is saved. So it's not there. 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 When God is there, look at the woman of God. He released the message. Look at the testimony from every look and corner. If God did not send her, no authority will back it up. But when God sent her, the authority will follow. It will touch people's hearts. The message will touch the children of God. You will know that God is speaking to you. Praise God. The God of all flesh. What is it that this God can do? In the midst of disgrace, they captured him. You want to disgrace him. God of all flesh is open. Pay your tax. Look at them. Then he turned to Peter. Peter, let me ask you a question. He's talking to them directly. Who is the people that are supposed to pay tax? Stranger or citizen? Peter says stranger. He said, good news, you are free. But don't forget not to disturb us. Because we want to cross over to a better place. Go to the river. Any fish that you catch in the power of money. That is how far the miracle that God of all flesh can do in your life.
Yeah.
And I pray today, whereby you have been captured from disgrace, the God of all flesh will set you free.
Amen.
I cannot hear you, amen.
Amen.
I cannot hear you,
amen.
In every area that you have been captured for disgrace, in every angle that you have captured for shame, by the power in the name of Jesus, if you can say another amen, that God of flesh will set you free. Our mommy is talking about money. Yes, they captured him to disgrace him. They knew that there's no money in his pocket. But because he's God of all flesh, he only sees. not your clothes. Let the rabbit talk with Isaiah 1 verse 12. Isaiah 1 verse 12. In our gathering today, is God there? In our gathering today, is preacher there? In our gathering today, did he know the gathering? There's a crucial time. The glory has departed. Yeah. They are losing their to get glory.
Fast 7 days, 30 days, 70 days, and you are lean that we are
Gideon fast. Did I see fast? Did Joshua fast? Praise God. Jabez did fast. Just do it right and let him ride with you. Some of us, we love people in our hearts. Over the dead body, if you forgive that sister, and you are forgiving that, you are forgotten that God said, who is the person that will appear in the tabernacle? You have given hands and a pure spirit. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Forget about me now. Old Testament begot New Testament. And when Jesus Christ came, he started with the Old Testament. And remember that Jesus Christ did not come to cancel it, but to fulfill it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I am weary of bearing them.
I am weary of bearing them, yes.
When you spread out your hand.
When you spread out your hand.
I will hide my heart from you.
It will be your portion. Amen. I said, not be your portion. Amen. I said, not be your portion. Mommy told someone in our church, he said, I respected the one of God a lot. He said, God said you owe him 6 months tithe. We are doing 30 days night vigil every day. So our own section is 7 days. He called the brother out. He said, God said, go and pay just from June last year to date that you want to do something in your life. The brother had the mom, our mom. He came the following the third day. He wrote a check. He wrote a check of 3,000 plus. He did not put it. He said that the woman of God said, I said, is it the woman of God that said, or God said, don't try God.
No.
He gave me the check. He said, keep it until I tell you the time you will pay it. And the man of God did not know that he's pursuing a business of 60 million pounds. The business is big. It's 80 million. The business is big. But God said, before I can release this business, pay the one who owe. He checked his notes. He brought it and he went to work. So, the third day, they call him, he sit down together with the white man and everything. He said to him, the business is keep whatever, but at this junction, we are out. He was sweating. He came to me. He called me. I said, come to God. He was sweating, was sick. The business is big. Don't try God. Prove him. Don't do what? I think, sir, because nowadays members of the church, while the pastor is against because of over the truth, some members are changing the rate of their pastor. Some pastors are not lying before. They never are not listening to the truth. That is why they dance to their heart. I pray they will not dance to their heart. Me, I don't dance to that tune. People knows me. I don't dance to that tune. They will dance to my own tune. Praise God. I say, sir, do you want me to tell you to pass it? Yes. I say, you are testing God. Go and do what God has you. He said, what am I going to do, sir? Fasting or prayer? I say, no. Go and do what the man of God has you to do. And that time, it's not up to 2 weeks. 11 million pounds contract came out again. Up till now, he did not pay the tax. He had the title. The check is still with him. And business are coming. God is nullified. Business will come. God will nullify. God business will come. A woman is enough. Let me say this. I'm not talking of money. I'm talking of what God of the God of all flesh can do. Many of us here. We have seen him in action, isn't it?
Yes.
Why can't you follow that action? Why can't you remind him the one he has come for you? Why can't you tell him to do more? He has given you His telephone number is just on the 3 lines. 3-3-3. Are you listening? Then why are you not dialing the number in your fasting, in your closets? Why are you doubting when you are praying? A lot of people are doubting themselves when they are praying. When Mark 11, 23, 24, 25 says, when you are praying, believe that you have received it. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Let me tell you, some of the members of the church, they have grace more than their pastor.
Yes.
They have authority more than their pastor. Yes. They have faith more than their pastor. Yes. But because you dance to the tune of your pastor, yes, that is why you derail. Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are looking at some pastor that grace has departed. Mm. Because they are not ready with God. God of all flesh. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The woman came to me when we were doing program on Wednesday. He said, Daddy, I prepared on Monday. He said, on Sunday. He said, I'm going to interview on Monday. I pray. And I said, do you like the job? He said, like, she went and they give her the job. But the woman is not paying her tithe. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Then, on Sunday, they called her. We are sorry. The job we gave to you, we are giving to someone else. Don't come on Monday. Then the woman came on Wednesday after we finished, and as I was praying, God said, son, don't pray. Ask her. It's not paid tithe. I took the job away from her, and I gave it to someone and paid tithe. That is God of all flesh. His understanding is uncertain. Let's read the Isaiah then with Psalm and praise. Have you finished, sir? And when you spread forth your hands in prayer, in flowing air, I will hide my eyes from you. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full, not of the way you kill. If you don't obey him, your hand is full of blood. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Many pastors will lie too much.
Yeah.
And our telephone will take us to heaven. Pastor, where are you? I'm in duty. Where you are in London. Praise God. Some pastors, they are not respected God anymore. They will call them for program in the church. They sit in the front, people are seeing them. They are taking their phone. They are busy with telephone.
Yeah.
They are
telephone.
What are they going to say on the altar? We brought one from Canada. We put him in a Hilton hotel 3 years ago in Malawi. He put his telephone number on the altar and he was preaching. And the message is power. The phone was ringing. He was looking like this. I'm telling the truth. Then when he went, the following day he came to the office. Before anything, when I put them in the minister's room, I said, sir, can I talk to you? I don't fear anybody, I fear the one who sent me. I said, sir, can I talk to you? He said, yes. I said, sir, you are going to help fire. He said, how? I said, you came to the press of God to deliver God's message to his people. And put your phone on God's altar. When I come to 20, say, let everyone be keep silent. God is in his holy place. I said, immediately the phone rang and we are distracted. The message is not flowing anymore.
Hey.
I said, I'm coming from Canada to come and do his work. The following day will change him of the altar. Yes or no? I put on that. Not in my ministry.
No.
You are called by grace.
Yes.
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 Don't abuse me.
Yes.
He's the God of all flesh.
Yes.
He chose you.
Yes.
Fear him first.
Amen.
He will do the work for you.
Amen.
Don't he call you? I heard it from her that the God who called you is the one who sent you a message. He will do the work for you and he will bring to you my son, my daughter, welcome. Are you sweating because of his name? That's not for Jesus. Why are you sweating because of his job? Why are you sweating because of his job? God of all flesh? God of all flesh?
The God that healed cancer. The God that cured cancer. The God that commanded cancer to disappear. The God that I saw in action. A woman came to our church having cancer and fibroids. And that is the first time he came. I said there's someone here that has cancer and fibroids. And doctors said, you cannot give that. Go back to your doctor and disappear. And I didn't know that's what they came for. And I want to dwell on December 6th. Today they have two children.
Amen.
So God, in time, God is doing it for you. Why don't you fear him the more?
Yes.
So let him do.
Oh.
Let's stand up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It shall be well with us.
Amen.
I say it shall be well with us.
Amen.
I am the God of all flesh. Is there anything, any, mention it, anything, too hard for me to do? God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for him to do? Look at the testimony of that woman. It is not the wisdom of the children or the understanding that made them to leave that spot.
Yes.
The God of all flesh came inside them, moved them from that place.
Oh, yeah.
That is him.
Yeah.
That is him.
Yes.
And he will do more.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Just three prayer points, and I drop the microphone, and I want you to pray. Zechariah 8, 18 and 19. That is the first prayer we want to pray. You pray the prayer this morning, and if you pray this prayer, your prayer will be accepted.
Yeah.
A woman is in our church. I was in prayer fasting 7 days. We are doing all that in the program by then. The last day, I hated yam. I don't eat yam. Because if I eat it in the morning, I may not eat again. Because I'll be drinking water. That is why, for the past 3 years, I notified by the yam, I don't eat it. But the yam don't allow me to pray. Praise God. And when we went to finish the prayer, I said, "Ma'am, God says you buy me a year to break my fasting." And I didn't know that this woman had a problem of 3 years in this country with the government. 3 years tormenting her. I thought we buy one or two. Before we finish, she went to go and buy a cattle, give it to my wife. That telling me on Saturday. On Monday, the problem of 3 years, they knock at door and they said, "We have considered." That's how the problem settled. A woman has a problem of 8 years. Hear me. That's where I want to pray. He has a problem of 8 years in our church. He just joined the church. He was bedwetting. The bladder is destroyed. Every minute he will go to toilet. So if you invite her to party or anywhere, he will not go. He was using pampers. Then there's a week that I preach about tithes. I teach the word of God to be understanding. So this woman that packed her tithe came to the house of God. So he wanted to stand up and to start for tithing. Then Satan was telling him, "It's not for you. Don't stand up." The woman said, "In some courage." The moment that the woman dropped the money into tight back box, nobody touched it. The sickness of 7 years disappeared instantly. And the woman came to testify. He said before he turned, he felt something is in his inner body that's full. What is happening? Got him home, slept, no bedwetting. No 1 minute, no 10 minutes, up to tomorrow. And he can never come back again. Because the one who do it has stamped it in the God of all flesh. Yes, mommy have told us the thing that your fasting and prayer cannot do, your money will do it. Your sacrifice will do it. Literally sacrifice. I'm not talking of money and I'm not raising money. It's not my ministry. That if God, if I go anywhere, if God says, "Say this, if I do it," they know me here. When you do it and it's God, you will see the answered. Praise the Lord. I want us to pray.